Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Jennifer B. So happy you all could be here with me today. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire and encourage you to take your next perfect step in making your dreams and visions an actual reality. Each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, we explore life's most meaningful and powerful questions that lead us all to taking inspired action. The goal, our mission in life, is to help you make progress, build your evidence, move closer every day to the life you would personally design for yourself, the life you were meant to live. And again, I am happy to be here. It's also really such a great week because it's officially summer this week. I have been looking forward to that. Here in the Northwest where I am, we need the official summer to really kick off that sun shining warmer for us. So I also want to thank everyone for tuning in. And for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, welcome. And before we get started today, I want to, give a small shout out to something that I have come across and I really just thought was fantastic, which is it is a company, a restaurant chain that has started an initiative to help millions of Americans who can't afford to eat on a regular basis. It's a restaurant chain that lets you choose what you pay for whatever you eat and believes certainly other businesses should do the same. Panera Bread operates 5 cafes where customers get to pay whatever they choose. It really is incredible. And I had to read more about this when I came across this because really it's a huge success. And they've got, again, 5 cafes that they've opened up. And I believe, let's see, one of them is, I think it's St. Louis, Dearborn, Portland, Chicago, Boston. And essentially what it is when you walk in, and when the cashier takes your meal order, they hand receipts to the customers, which show you how much the food would normally cost. And then the customer decides how much to leave in the box or, in fact, to take off their credit card. I thought this was incredible. And here's the kicker. 60% of those who come in there to eat pay as suggested, 20% pay less than suggested or nothing, and the other 20% actually pay more. So it is a huge success, and they're expected actually to, between the 5 cafes, they're expected to serve more than 1 million people in 2013. So talk about incredible for a very successful business in its own right, going out there and designing a new model that gives back. It's not about the profit. It's about giving back. And they are feeding a lot of people who, in fact, wouldn't be able to really have regular meals that often. And so I just thought, you know, if more bigger companies were to take on that kind of role, wow, we could really spread some positive, you know, potential and energy out there. I really love that. So we have a really great show for you all today. We have an important topic. It's a topic that really deserves much more attention than it often gets. We're going to see if we can remove or at the very least minimize one of life's nasty experiences, disappointment. Our topic today is a key secret to success, mastering your expectations. As we all know and certainly no doubt have personally experienced, when we aren't paying attention to our expectations, disappointment can creep in and just kill, demolish, obliterate our, you know, precious and frankly, admittedly important success mindset. And, you know, disappointment is one of those emotions that if you were to put a list of emotions in front of me and ask me, what is the worst one on there, the one that you really just do not want to experience? And I have to say, it is really disappointment, because that spawns a lot of darkness and negativity. And there's a lot of things that we can do about that. And that's the point. And we're going to talk about how we can become skilled at setting fair and eliminating unfair expectations for ourselves and those around us. And now, having said that, ultimately, I know that we are all looking to achieve great success in our lives and a peaceful balance, certainly, and genuine happiness. Looking at ourselves from the higher plane of evolution for our lives, the real goal would be to eliminate expectations from our world altogether. And I'll go into that later. But as we grow into that plane of existence, it simply makes sense to get started at least by noticing and managing the expectations we are routinely living with now. So Michael Becker is here again with us today. And he is anxious to dive into this topic as well. Michael's a fellow business and life coach with an impressive, successful background in business in his own right. And Michael, are you out there?
I certainly am, Jennifer, and I'm glad to be on the show again today. And this, once again, this is one of those topics I'm really excited about, because it's something most people don't think about a lot, but it's a really, really important topic.
Isn't it so? And you know, as I've mentioned frequently, that I really think that it's so incredibly important, again, to put our attention purposefully on various topics like this that bring about change. It's the attention, the awareness gives us a powerful ability to really move into, you know, some of what we need to do. So I'm going to ask you a quick question. I know we're going to take a break not too long from now, but I really want to ask you, first off, why don't you throw out a great common and collective definition of what an expectation is?
Well, I was kind of thinking about that in terms of what's the simplest definition. And what I came up with is, an expectation is a belief we have about an event in the future, an outcome we expect will happen at a certain time and in a certain way. That's the basics of what an expectation is.
Excellent. And I'm going to throw out a quote here, because I just love that there are so many wonderful quotes related to expectation. And a couple of them, one is from Earl Nightingale, which is, "Our environment, the world in which we live and work, is a mirror of our attitudes and expectations," which is so true. And here's another one, which I think is very relevant, which is from Jock Fresco. "Whatever happens in the world is real. What one thinks should have happened is projection. we suffer more from our fictitious illusion and expectations of reality. And wow, I think that that is so very true, because sometimes I think we, again, and we're going to talk a little bit about this, but we are on autopilot too often in this arena related to expectations. And so what I also want to say is, you know, when we come back from the break, we're going to take a break in a minute here, but when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I mentioned, which is ultimately we're trying to really release those expectations from our lives altogether. And there is a point to that, because I know it's hard to imagine, why would we do that? How can you not have expectations in your life? Because you need to have them to fulfill your goals, to have not only move yourself forward in a progressive way, but maybe have other people accomplish what they're supposed to be accomplishing. And that, while all of that is true, there is a distinction that I want to make, and that is related to reality. And it's very, very interesting. But let's go ahead and take a quick break here. And you are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. And like I say, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about why expectations even exist and that all-important key to success, mastering those expectations. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Be. Well, the midnight headlight find you on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here with me today, and we're talking about mastering our expectations on the road to success. And before the break, we were just talking about the idea of really releasing and letting go of all of our expectations. Now, you know, I want to comment on that because for a second, imagine living your life without any expectations. Try to visualize all the expectations you have for yourself, your life, your partner, your kids maybe, your job, your employees, and imagine for a second the wind just blowing it all away out of your mind completely. Now, this means that you now accept reality as it is and people as they are. Right now, without expectations, you're no longer forcing anyone into an idea you have fantasized them into. You see things as they are. It's an entire life without any disappointment, frustration, or even anger. But let's stop there because and get back to this, because most of us are in need of managing the expectations we've set into motion and have brainwired into our lives. Another word for it is we've created these habits. So let's talk about what our expectations are and what they're doing to us, or to say it more accurately, what we are doing to ourselves. First, I'm sure so many of you have experienced disappointment in your life, and you know, maybe some of you are experiencing disappointment in your life right now. It's important to understand first that, you know, our minds tend to not like uncertainty. So we replace that with expectation. When we have a belief of how the future should go, and then it doesn't turn out that way, we are often faced with disappointment. So here's the problem. For many people, many of us, this process is, it gets stuck on autopilot, meaning these expectations that you're setting for yourself and others are being set by a part of your brain that isn't fully awake. So that's what we're talking about today, is to really help this part of our brains wake up. And Michael, I know that you were going to talk a little bit about certainty and uncertainty and the possibilities.
Yeah, it's interesting. I got thinking about that, and I remembered something. Most people, I think, are familiar with Tony Robbins, great speaker, great coach. This was several years ago. I was listening to something he was saying, and he said, there is, you know, six basic needs that all human beings have. And they said, but two of them, one of them, there's two interesting ones. One is certainty. And that resonated with me right away. I thought, oh, yes, we all have an expectation of certainty. We all want things to be what we want them to be. And we want them to be on time and you know, and as we thought of them and everything just right. But then he went on to say, the other need we have as human beings is uncertainty. And whoa, that one kind of got me for a moment until he explained it. And what he was saying is because in uncertainty is where a lot of possibilities exist. And the best example I can think of is when someone goes to Atlantic City or to Las Vegas, you're not going there because of certainty. You know, you're going there based on a principle of uncertainty, right? You're not likely to win anything there, or very, very little. It's going to cost you money when it's all said and done. But you're okay with that because you're excited by the uncertainty of it, right? The possibilities that are there with the uncertainty. Right. So the point I'm trying to make is that you can't think that it's always a preference for certainty. Sometimes the reason we do the things we do is because we do have this need for uncertainty.
Right. And that is especially for certain temperaments, because as we talk about that quite a bit, there are a lot of different temperament models out there, but among them all, there are a large group in those temperaments that like open-endedness.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, well, fortunately and unfortunately, that can, you can get stuck there, because it is about the fact that a lot of those individuals who like open-ended circumstances and situations in their lives, they feel that if you close the door on any one possibility, you're cutting them off. You're stifling their creativity, or you know, to that extent, wouldn't you think?
That's exactly right. And it's actually, from my studies of this, it's about half the population that feels that way. So the truth is, about half of people out there have a bias toward uncertainty, and about half the population has a stronger bias towards certainty. And so that's the mix we have out there in life. And that's where expectation comes into play strongly. Because when something happens that's not what we expected, we're surprised. When something happens that's not the outcome we expected or within the time frame we expected, we're disappointed. And so that's where we all get to deal with this, the difference between certainty and uncertainty.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's really interesting too, and why in fact this is so incredibly important to do, to talk about, is because there's another very big part of expectation that's part of our lives, and this one, which is interesting that it often is on autopilot, is those expectations we hold for other people in our lives. And the problem with that is it's quite often unfair. And it is stifling to a certain degree, but that unfair expectation you might hold of others, maybe it's, husbands and wives, partners in life, just different people that you spend a lot of time with, or even maybe a business partner or a coworker that you have a lot of expectations about. If you're not aware of your expectation, what exactly is it that you hold, then that's the possibility of you being disappointed is very, very high. The probability of that is very high. So a couple things I want to start out with here too is that I often recommend, because I work with a lot of people in this particular area, because it's very, very important. And a lot of people, when they can manage and put into their awareness, get out of autopilot in this arena of their life can dramatically change. And one thing I often recommend is to first stop and make a list, preferably on paper, what all of your expectations are. What are the expectations you hold today? Start with yourself. What do you expect from yourself today? What do you expect this week, this year, or further? List everything you can think of. Don't judge it. Just list it. And list what you expect then from your spouse, partners in life, business partners, some people that are very, very close to you, and your even employers or, children possibly. But take the list as far as you can. Because if you can think of it, then it's in you as an expectation. And that's what you need to do, is list all of your expectations. And one thing I would say, too, is just to give a clue as to what I'm talking about is, let's say you're listing some expectations for yourself. You definitely want to look at that when you wake up in the morning. What is it that you're expecting? First off, are you expecting that you're going to get up at a specific time? Does your life require you to make sure you're up at a certain time? And do you have a certain specific deadlines that you must accomplish, that you've got a direct expectation for yourself, and what your expectations are of yourself for later in the day? Those types of things, put them down, write them all down on paper. We actually have a great document that you can find on our website related to this that can help you line out what that is all about. Second, stop and make a list of what you think others expect of you. What does your partner expect of you? Your kids, your job, your business, or customers? What does your family and friends expect from you? This is very, very important, because it also has a huge impact on how you feel. That's incredibly important. And third, really, you want to think about, look at both lists. Take note of what you feel of everything that you've listed. What do you feel is a fair and an unfair expectation from that perspective? Now, remember, you're all so very powerful. You have the ability to look at something, and your first gut reaction is usually correct. So look at both lists, and again, notice what I said. Not what you think, what you feel is an unfair expectation. And usually looking at that list, it's something that comes to you very, very quickly. And it's really incredibly important too, because it's those unfair expectations often rooted in autopilot in us. By bringing those to our attention, the end result could open up immense possibilities that you can't see right now. And that's what the critical piece here is. And fourth is that now that you have each expectation marked as either fair or unfair, what percentage of your list is unfair? Based on how you feel, what percentage of that list is unfair and why? And that is, it's very interesting. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Let's go ahead and take a quick break here. I'm Jennifer B. You are listening to Inspired Action Radio. And when we come back, we're going to talk about these tips that I'm giving and how you can actually put them into action in your life and become much more aware of it. So let's take a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio.com on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
We are back. back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here, and we are talking today about removing disappointment from our lives by mastering our expectations. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact us. Go ahead and you can reach us at inspiredactionradio.com or inspiredactionliving.com, as well as our email at care@inspiredactionliving.com. Again, that's care@inspiredactionliving.com. And so we were just talking about some tips, and it's all about really understanding what your expectations are. And that's not an easy thing to do, as it turns out, I know many of you, because what happens is we get on autopilot, and we really need to pull ourselves out of autopilot, bring ourselves back into attention, and really take a look at what our expectations are for ourselves, for others, and what we believe others expect of us. We have to take a look at all of this, because it's the root where if we have unfair, unrealistic expectations woven in there, we're going to experience a lot of disappointment, frustration, and anger in our lives. And that's what we need to manage, because if you can get that back into awareness, you can eliminate that from your life. So what we were just saying is that now that, as far as the list we were just talking about, now that you have each of your expectations marked that you've listed as fair or unfair, and the percentage, understanding the unfair percentage based on how you feel and why are those unfair. Now, again, I'm sure all you brilliant minds out there have now realized that bringing your attention on this level of detail so that it can be placed into your awareness is the point. When you're aware of something, you can take inspired action on it and make a change. So I also want to point out that it's not always easy to identify the expectations we have, especially for ourselves. So I would suggest doing this exercise a couple of times. It's probably a good idea. But Michael, I was hoping you could share some personal examples of expectations and how they affect us.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Expectations, to put it in a simple way, expectation cut both ways. In other words, they can be favorable or unfavorable. Your orientation toward what you expect, positive or negative, will have a significant impact on the outcome. But I want to just give a quick example that just came up for me. And a lot of times, you know, it's about getting over things quickly and moving on. And I just had a major project, let's call it, that I had been planning on for several weeks and trying to get organized around it. Turns out to be cleaning out and reorganizing my garage, which turned out it's going to be a big project. However, just before the weekend, a friend called and asked me for my help on an urgent issue that had come up in his life. Well, I chose to help my friend, and as a result, my project didn't get completed that weekend. And I, you know, the question was I disappointed? I was, briefly, but then I shifted my perspective and I realized that helping my friend was more important to me than getting the garage organized, which I could do at another time. Because now I had a new expectation, which was that I'd be able to help my friend through a difficult situation. And that's then exactly what happened. So the point I'm trying to make is, you know, things come up in life all the time. We have expectations, and then they don't work out quite as we thought, or there are bigger obstacles than we thought, or something turns them on their heads. And that's just life. That's just the way it is.
Right.
And you could drive yourself crazy, as you mentioned earlier, you know, very frustrated, angry, upset, stressed out, because an expectation you had didn't happen exactly the way you thought in the time frame that you thought. But again, that's not reality. That's not the way the world works. It works the way it works. And so we need to be flexible in that. And when something happens, we have to shift our expectations, make changes. You know, take a deep breath, Yeah, you might feel disappointed for a very short time, but then step out of it and move on, because, again, that's reality. That's the way life works, and things change constantly, and we have to change along with them.
Right. And, you know, I'm going to throw in here, because it's just a good opportunity to do this, which is relate how expectations affect the law of attraction, because I know that the idea of that, most people understand what that law is. It's just the idea that you really want to match your vibration to what it is that you're looking to attract. And many, many people are certainly trying to attract certain things in their life, maybe often having difficulties, running into obstacles, and when you look at your expectations, some individuals I know, because I've had these conversations where they look at, how can I attract this great vision I have, this maybe circumstance I want to experience, if I don't have any expectations for it? And my usual response to this is that, you know, when you have something that you desire, and you visualize and feel that desire existing for you in your life, and then let it go so that the universe can handle the details, so to speak, that desire is now created and heading for you at great speed. It may indeed come to you in very unexpected ways. You've got to remain open to receiving it in the way it comes. If you have a specific expectation about how it shows up, that could very well hinder or delay its arrival. And that is sometimes what people might even consider a subtle distinction between having expectations and having a vision, a beautiful vision, something you absolutely are committed to creating in your life. Those visions are very important. Dreams and goals and visions are very, very, very important. And I highly recommend that for a lot of people, I know I work with people who are looking to figure out what their visions are for their life, their dreams and goals. There's a process to that that's very, very important, because everybody needs to have a dream. And it's so very important. But it really is important to also open up to receive it in those unexpected, sometimes uncertain ways, and not let our minds put an expectation in the way. Because, again, the self-fulfilling prophecy concept, Michael, did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I think that is a key point here right now, because when you brought up the law of attraction, it made me think that, you know, this is really one of the primary components to the law of attraction, which is whatever our beliefs are, whatever our mindset is about something and towards something, has a huge impact on how that will come into or manifest in our lives or be experienced by us. And I think with expectations, it's equally true that what we expect really can direct the outcome. Meaning, one of the things I think that most people don't look at is, we think of expectations, when you say that word to people, most people are thinking in terms of positive expectations, you know, goals I have, visions I have, really positive things. And that's true. But behind the scenes, lurking, are all the negative expectations we have in our lives. And they have a lot to do, as you've talked many times about, you know, self-value, which is self-esteem, self-worth, self-image, self-confidence. And so if you have expectations that are really negative, guess what? They will take you toward a negative outcome. And that's the part that I think most people miss here. When we talk expectations, it just isn't about positive expectations. It's becoming aware of and understanding we have negative or limiting expectations about what will happen in the future. And if we don't get those under control, they will take us to a destination just as much as the positive expectations will take us to a destination.
Right. And that's exactly the self-fulfilling prophecy,
yes,
which is it is fascinating and troubling at the same time, because that's often what, again, people are getting into, where they suddenly have, oh, yes, I knew that was going to happen. I knew that, you know, that wasn't going to go right, or however your mind was thinking about it. And we don't get sometimes how powerful we are in creating those unfortunate expectations. Here's a big shout I want to say to everyone, and I've been here too, which is, be very, very careful in this arena when it's about having an expectation of another person. Be very cautious about what your expectations are for others. So we need to take a quick break here, and I want to give out our contact information again, inspiredactionradio.com and care@inspiredactionliving.com. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the power of fair and unfair expectations. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back. back, everyone. Today we're talking about the fair and unfair side of setting expectations for ourselves on the road to success. And before we continue, I want to mention to everyone again, since we are talking about mastering our expectations, we do have some content and documents that will be helpful to you all to kind of guide you through the tips and exercises we were talking about, writing these expectations down to get them under control. You can find those at our website at Inspired Action Radio. Also get there through inspiredactionliving.com. And if you go ahead, we have a free content area. It's got some free audios in there as well. And you can get access to all of this wonderful information that can really move you forward. So I also, just to continue here, relative to the list we were talking about, writing your expectations down, a couple things I want to say about this is that now that you've identified and thought about why you have unfair expectations in your life, the next important step is to start eliminating them from your life. Some would argue that this might take some time, but I'm going to be so bold as to say they're wrong. You are a strong, positive, intelligent, capable, independently minded person. You have the power to drop or release from your thoughts the specific unfair expectation that might be there. The key is to recognize what they are. Now, here's the truth, because, you know, an expectation you carry in the form of a belief for the future is not real. It is, in a sense, a fantasy you've made up. You can release it just as you've adopted it by visualizing it going away. We have incredible power with our attention. We need to use this power and not let anyone tell you differently and just let it go. Because the next idea is, you know, What you have released may have energetic ties, this is another thing, may have energetic ties to another person or several people if it was an unfair expectation that you had to release, and you know you must do this, then it may be necessary to follow up by communicating to these different individuals a different plan now. This is simply a great way for the purpose of preempting any misunderstandings or upset for others, because they themselves are on autopilot having a potentially unfair expectations that maybe they've not brought to their attention yet. They're very powerful. They'll be able to do it. You might, if you can, share with them. Wouldn't you say, Michael, it's important to talk to people about this?
It is. It is. Because, again, that the notion of reality comes into play here. You know, it's, if it's an unreasonable, unfair kind of expectation, then it is really fair to talk with other people, particularly if it involves other people. It's unfair of them to have an expectation of you that is not realistic. And you need to be able to feel like you can discuss that with them in an open kind of way. Because I'm guessing if you do, I know having done this in my own life, when you do that, you know, a new reality comes forward that is reasonable and that is fair. And so, yeah, you need to look at it, be honest about it. Because I would say this, and here's the reason you need to do that. Because our expectations have everything to do with how happy we are in our lives. Meaning, if you're constantly having unrealistic expectation of future events and outcomes, you're going to be constantly disappointed in yourself and others, and it will be difficult to feel happy and fulfilled. So being honest with those expectations and then dealing with them, if they're not realistic, that's the only way to go.
Oh, that's so true. And I think that, again, one thing I always recommend is that can heighten our skill, everyone's skill with managing our expectations, is from a certain point, just start writing down your expectations in a place where you're the only one who has access to them. It doesn't matter how sure you are or not. If you had a momentary thought that something might be an expectation, then write it down. This can be how you tangibly manage what's going on inside of you, because it's critical to, again, bring that to your awareness. And that's the key. That's the magic. Ultimately, the goal is really to start identifying what your dreams and goals are and what your expectations are, and consciously work to sync up these two parts of us, because our expectations can create visible and invisible obstacles for you when pursuing your goals and dreams and visions. And that's what this is really all about, because again, you want to have goals, you want to have those dreams, you want to certainly look at the idea of the law of attraction, you know, you want to create an environment that is positive, conducive, and the right type of frequency, vibration in which to attract what it is specifically that you're looking to attract. And you will. You can. It is absolutely something that you have the power to do. But you, as we're talking about here, is you have to look at what are the obstacles, what is in the way, what our minds can put an end game on certain circumstances and situations that literally block what it is that we need to attract. By letting go of this, it's absolutely fantastic and, again, magical at what happens when in the flow and how quickly that flow comes to you and you realize, oh my gosh, that what I was looking to attract was waiting right over there, but I wasn't going to see it because I expected it in this certain specific way to come to me. And so that's what we're talking about today, is really getting ourselves truly out of autopilot and into this amazing frame that we really all so richly deserve. And so a couple things I want to talk about is, first off, let me just thank you, Michael, so much for being here today and talking with us about this all-important topic. I so appreciate you, as always. Your wisdom and your insight is just really special.
You're always so welcome.
And I really want to say, too, that we have a really amazing show next week, because I have a very special guest, Dr. Howard Martin, and we are going to be talking about how some amazing research out there on the planet right now is facilitating a planetary shift towards balance, cooperation, and peace. It's the HeartMath, the Global Coherence Initiative, and it's very, very exciting research and really gives us, again, we all need that evidence for that part of our brain, and he's really bringing science into the aspect of how powerful our emotions, how powerful positive when we, you know, watch where when our minds and our hearts come into this beautiful coherent state, what actual power and ability we have, capability we have to not only affect our lives, but absolutely affect the planet and everyone around us. And they're bringing the science to this and showing the research. Is very, very exciting. Again, everyone, you can reach us at care@inspiredactionliving.com, and definitely go to our website. There is a content area that is free. It's got some really great audios and some PDFs in there to kind of put you in the right frame of mind to start listing some of these expectations that we were talking about today, and very, very important. So again, thank you all for tuning in to Inspired Action Radio. I hope you had a wonderful time. I certainly did. Please join me Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, everybody. See you then.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.